Hello, welcome to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fojo. He is a voice called to restore the dignity of humanity, to demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit, to reveal the true identity of Christ in us, to raise and build people of absolute dominion, to raise a fearless generation, to bring salvation to the unsaved, revival to the brokenhearted, liberate men from captivity, to reveal the absoluteness of the Holy Ghost, to break the walls of denominization and bring about unity in the body of Christ across the continent. And now, today's message.
You see, the Israelites felt that since God gave them the ability to rule in Jerusalem, the wonders of Jesus could only be experimented in Jerusalem until God had to bring about war to chase them out from the place so the nations could hear the gospel. Am I communicating to somebody? All right. Now watch this. I want you to know that God's definition for success, I'm teaching now. I told you that God's definition for success has got nothing to do with what a man would have to labor for and leave the earth when he's going back to where he came from. You see, we've been deceived for a very long time that once I'm able to fight for all the things that will make me comfortable in life, I am successful. Now, there is an aspect of life that communicates that connotation. But hear this, friends. I want you to know that according to God's integrity, success has never been about what a man receives. Because if I will leave behind what I work hard for, of what essence or of what relevance is what I have in eternity. In fact, the only thing God calls success is what a man can take along with eternity. Am I talking here? Who has ever been buried with their house before? Body. Who has ever been buried with their car before? Nobody. So if you feel that you are successful because of what you have, think twice. Because there are others who didn't have anything physical attached to their name. Yet in heaven, they were rewarded the most. Now you see, some people feel that some pastors do injustice to such topics because they feel that we are too spiritual that we want to become nuisance civilization. And God says, no. Everything in life tells back to spirituality here. So how do you want to celebrate something that has its relevance in eternity? Talk to me, church. So this is not me trying to make you a mediocre here, but giving an understanding that you can formulate things, but have it in mind that if it's not coming from the right conception, it is death in disguise. Am I teaching, friends? So if I'm successful because of the money I have, that joy is only temporal. There's no rich man that will tell you that because I had money for 80 years, I'm going to live that 80 years of joy in eternity. No way. There's nobody who will say, man of God, because I was privileged and graced by God to marry well, that joy in marrying for 55 years, I will spend that 55 years. No. Everything ends when you die. And I told you on Wednesday that the real life that was given unto men don't end on earth. They actually begin when you die. So coming into the place of assumption where a man is forced to believe it is what I have that makes me who I am, God says, think twice. Because truly speaking, we are spirit beings. Think about it. I'm teaching the global world about destiny, and every day people keep asking me, which realm am I speaking from? The first day I taught destiny after service, someone sent me a text, the man of God, please go back to where you came from. I said, don't worry. When the time is right, we'll go back again. Am I teaching here? How I wish I had time to open your understanding for you to know that the way people are so much connected, emotionally connected to what they have is dangerous. So people can go to the extent of killing for money. Oh, talk to me, church. Do you know it is easier for someone to go to work at 2 than to come to at 2 o'clock? Talk to me, church. If your boss says be here at 2, you'll be here at 1:35, 1:45, 1:58. Tell the church, be here at 2. Man of God knows that we went to work. We can't kill ourselves. We are tired. At least let us go and eat in the house and come to church. You tell somebody, God says fast for 30 days. They want to give you a reason why they can't fast. You see, it's funny how for some reason we are so emotionally driven by the things God says. Ah, So somebody's challenged to do something, and when you ask them of what importance are they can't explain why. Watch me. You see, anything that God did not give, that time brought, the enemy backed it. You see, many people have this feeling that the devil always does what is evil. Huh? Good can kill. Are you aware that everything that the enemy presented to Jesus as a means of temptation were things that were backed by scriptures? If you are the Son of God, show us that you are powerful indeed. Turn this stone to bread. Can you imagine the devil was... Remember, God made the devil. And when Christ came into the enemy's jurisdiction, the enemy could assemble God, and God became a humble servant just to fulfill all scriptures. Hear this. And he could tell Jesus, if you can bow down before me, I'll give you the kingdoms of the earth. So why on earth would I have to be emotionally attached to what will leave me one day? Watch me. Anything God cannot demand, he didn't give you. If God knows he can't demand this from you, he didn't give you. No matter how long you tarried asking God for that, I want you to know that you were so inconsistent that a spirit been appeared and gave you the power to walk in that life, not God. So think twice. If somebody has to find a relevance in life because of a child, and they're forgetting where life begins from, think twice. Oh, Jesus. Am I communicating, friends? Now, this message will not make you a nuisance to civilization. It will empower you to work better in life. So you know that everything you do, you are living by the rules of a commander. I had a conference last day in Maryland, USA. It is a 400-seater conference hall. So these are whites. So we went, and then they told them that the pastor who is leading us is coming for the inspection. So I came there, and they were like, looking at my sons, the old men, that, so the pastor, where is he? And like, he's the one here. You know that kind of disappointment? Wait, you. God is good. They're like, but you don't live in America here, so how do you want to fill the place in? Because I'm like, go for a smaller hall. It's just too big for you. That's fine. Don't worry. Go help us. We went, prayed, and then the program began. The first day, Friday, 7 p.m. No one's coming to the program, 8. Before I got to the room, we didn't know how the cars came. I don't know if God had to fly them. But boom, the place was just fall like that. God is good. And somebody asked me, I'm man of God. Wait, so tell us. We didn't see you do any string social media branding, but... Where they come from? I said, you know what? Watch. God, he is the one who is leading you to do what you'll be praised, not yourself. Did you hear that? Look at me. When you wake up every morning, how does your mind that you are God's tool? You are God's weapon. You are God's assignment. You are God's mission. You can't have any other thing in destiny until God says so. When you have this, you will not struggle. Because see, many people have struggled for things, and today they are crying, seeking for mercy for that. Success is not what I receive, but rather who I become. The identity a man possesses in the spirit is what God calls success. You know, we're told that young people save money and then build houses, because you don't know what tomorrow holds in mind for you. Watch me. What about those who save money that money didn't save them? You didn't hear me. One prophetic word that gave me honor in Canada. I prophesied to a lady that they killed her child. And when they when they realized how much the money the lady had, it was crazy. The money didn't save her. I'm not saying saving money is bad, though. But you see, the idea that you feel you are finding relevance in life because of that, God says, forget about it. He can't take it from me. The rich man says, today I will break my bands and build a new one. God says, you fool, I'll take control today. You see, when life is I and not him, it's a problem. Did you hear that? When life is all about I and not him, you remind him of how the enemy fought his throne. Something about him has changed you. The pride, watch me. Pride, it comes in many ways. It starts in making you believe you are who you are for what you have. Of course, what can I can buy anything. I wonder how somebody comes to Europe and feel comfortable. I wonder how, I don't know, maybe you guys should show me. I wonder how somebody feels that when they come to Europe, in heaven. It's strange. Well, if you live in the village, that's okay. Forgive my language. But some people believe that once they are here, they've made it in life. An issue happened. Since I'm in Belgium, I can say it's not in Germany here. I told you how a man had lived in Germany for 32 years. You see, years ago, I used to do services in Germany, Saturday and Sunday, remember? So Sundays were our prophetic services. Sorry, Saturdays. And then Sundays for teachings and prayers. So I told a man that God will give you a job. He says, amen. I says, I'm saying that for 30 years, you have no concept for 30 years, no fast contract. So I'll pray for you. And God gave the man constant job. Hey, money was coming to the man's account. After 6 months, the man will come to church. You see, when members are leaving church, they have three things. I'll show you. I've pastored here for 11 years, I can tell you. Hallelujah. They come to church very late. Two of us. Talk to me now. You have friends you talk to, Abby? Don't you have friends you're talking to who left the church? God forgive us. They start coming late. When they come, they start frowning their faces. Talk to me. Hey, you think I'm lying? You think I don't see? See, when daddy is your father, he teaches you. Number three, they start having little quarrels. The way the group talks about me, I don't like. Let me stay home. Talk to me, church. Then they will form a small gang. So that gang will be looking at you. When you give your offering, church, look at your shoe today. Then number four, you'll be like, I don't like that. When you stay home like 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, then you come to your like one time. That one you come, your activeness won't be that strong in church. Talk to me, somebody. Then after 2 months, you see them again. You call them. Sorry, who? I want to work. I want to work. Work is too much. I work these days, Sundays a lot. That means the work has come to take the place. After 3 months, you see them again. It's normal. God is good. And it's strange how some members, I don't know how some members can relate with members who've left the church. Hear me. And their conversation is never about God, but about what makes them happy. I wonder how you're able to keep with the nation when someone who speaks with you doesn't keep you right in God. I wonder how you do it. I wonder how somebody can actually cause you to disdain your reality by defaming what God says about your life. Now, how do you want to be honored by somebody who dishonored the Jesus speaks for you? I didn't say make the person your enemy, but think twice. Let me not go there. So, the guy told one of our aunties that, how has church helped his life? Will God pay for going to church? I'm like, but the prophet prayed and God said, I forget. But he prayed and the miracle came, but I went the miracle out. I said, Abby, that's fine. 2 years happened, nothing happened. 3 years. We're there and then he began to find, like experience pain in his feet, his thighs, his hands. Until he said he can't speak again. So now he's mute, he can't talk. So you communicate with his eyes and his hands. And in Germany, you know, when they put you somewhere and they say people should only come and visit you, means you are dying gradually. Talk to me. That deaf, that kind of deaf is nice. They brand the deaf. You've nice building, no TV there. And they be playing sorrowful songs. So it means die quick. Die quick. So some of our members went there and were like, you know one thing, please. Now, the guy can't talk. He can't also chat. So how do you want us to hear you? So, I said, that's life. When you think you are who you are for what you have, think twice. Because the master can take it away from you. Yeah. Now you think the money made you. God has asked for his life back. Now let the money speak for you. Am I teaching you? He said, it's strange how we can't see that life came from somewhere. Life did not start from your mother. It came from you. Nah. So somebody would intrinsically believe that they are who they are because they fought for something. Wow.
Wow.
Are you blessed? I told you how some years ago. Well, let me preach, don't worry. But it's good to say these things so you know that these are things that happen in life and colored. I told you how a man who came to our church here some time ago claimed that tithing is for the poor. I don't know where people get the message from. I don't know. Talk to me, church. He says it's for the poor. It's not for it's a poor. Let's feed the poor and stuff. They won't come to church because we prophesy to them and they don't like that. People are leaving the church because of prophecy. It's too deep. We are telling them their secrets about their life, so don't stay in their house, in their homes. And then, funny enough, taking too much money, blah, 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 blah. The last time we met him, he was running away from us. Running, scared. You see, there is this honor God gives you that people who think you fail because of them, when they see, they get shocked. Like, can God do this? Somebody say, favor. You see, God knows where, when, how, and what to honor his men with. You hear me? Am I teaching here? Be careful not to be emotionally attached to what you have, because that is how pride creeps into your heart. Thank God you have a house. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. But it doesn't make up your being. Am I teaching you? Thank God. God told me yesterday, he says, young man, he says, wherever you see wisdom reign, there's always a difference between thinking and feeling. I thank God that even though you are not where you want to be, at least things is better. Thank God. But that shouldn't be your orientation. No. You see, you will find a lot of young girls today who have wasted life because they felt they had the right to live a life of pleasure. And today, whatever they felt was good is punishing them. I wonder how somebody believes that the mistakes in life made me who I am. Who said so? Well, if you are speaking from life, who has no tomorrow, I understand your language. But for men who know that life is lived from eternity, they know that whatever they do in destiny, max. The greatest lesson that Samson learned was not to trust a woman again. But he learned it in the graveyard. The fact you have not died for what you've learned doesn't mean life is responding to you. God told Adam, he said, Adam, you are dead. He still lived for 900 years. So whatever lesson you learn from mistakes is how God departs from you, but you can still reign in glory. Think twice. When I see how believers can use emotional content as a belief that they're who they are, think twice. Life is not try or luck. Am I teaching here? Wow. No, I'm taking my time because I want you to know how deep these things are. Because for a very long time, we have veered off certain things and we have stopped God's glory because we've created a peg. So we are here. That's okay. That's life. Once I find something, that's life. I'm okay. And because there are heights you have not even climbed yet. Heights. Are you blessed? May you never get to a place in life where God uses what was intended for your future as an example to you. I pray that you not go somewhere in life and you realize that this thing someone is doing was supposed to me. I'm praying for you. Jesus, God help us. I'm hoping that in some time to come, one of daddy's sons will give a testimony here. Then you know that covenant is greater than love. I feel like teaching today. So back to success. So God says people should never believe that they are who they are because of what they have. They are who they are because of what they become. Identity, success. And I told you that in order for people to walk in success, God says there are laws they're supposed to obey. Give me the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse number 1. Are you blessed, please? Lord, help our generation. The book of Deuteronomy 6, verse 1. Thank you so much. Mala Maltes. Now, this is the commandment, and these are the statutes and judgments which the Lord your God has commanded to teach you, that you may observe them in the land which you are crossing over to possess. The verse number 2. I like this. That you may fear the Lord your God to keep all his statutes and his commandment which I command you, you and your sons and your grandsons, the all the days of your life, or that your days may be longer on this earth. Verse number 3. I like this verse so much. Verse 3. Therefore, hear, O Israel, be careful to observe it, that it may be well with you, that you may multiply greatly as the Lord of God, your fathers, has promised you, and flowing with milk and honey. So you see, everything about God's life is connected to instructions. Say instructions. What am I teaching here? Everything about your life, your whole being is connected to what? Instructions. Everything about God's holistic nature is connected to how you obey his instructions. So I told you that the fact that God loves you doesn't mean he will not give you what you must obey. Now, I told the members online, write this for me. God will not give you through love what must come through obedience. God will not give you through love what must come through obedience. Is that clear? Just because God loves me doesn't mean he will give me what I want until I obey what he tells me to follow. So he says, I'm the shepherd, you are my sheep. If I want to know you love me as a shepherd, obey my voice. But believers have this feeling that because you are the shepherd and the sheep, you must be responsible for me. And God says, no. Once you live on the earth realm, you must do as I say. Because your obedience to the things I say gives me the power to walk with you and this is my own. You see, if God is not controlling your affection, the devil is. It's that simple. So believers feel that, God, I can't do what you say, but I must time you become a human being. God says, no. The very moment you see yourself as a human being, you are actually depreciating your value upon the earth. So see yourself from above and see that as you obey, I give you power to look at me. Am I teaching here? So Jesus, Moses here. Moses, a powerful man of God. Can you imagine that God told him that, you see what? This thing you see there, the rock, stretch forth your rod, don't strike it. And then what happened to him? Out of anger, the pressure of the people made him hit. And God says, did you know that I was the one that came as a rock? And you see, Moses always knew God as Yahweh. He didn't know that God also had the name called the Rock of Ages. He didn't know that what he saw happening was the identity called Rock of Ages that's coming through water. And he says, you saw the Yahweh aspect, you didn't see the rock aspect, and you have hit me. He says, I love you, but you see, I have an ordinance. You have crossed barrier. I can't accept you again. So die here. Watch me. It is very painful, eh? When, because of your weaknesses, God prefers to keep you in a corner and to give you public fame. Because you become a disgrace to yourself, your family, himself, and his kingdom. So he gives you that identity of thinking what you have is small, so be okay. Oh. That money others are spending, God knows your heart. He knows when he gives you, you can't do God's work with it. Nobody has the power to command the heart of man if God has not tried your heart. You're not hearing me. A pastor called me. His father is a bishop like my dad. So we are pastor's children. And he told me that his father was talking about me to him. And said, we see this young man coming up with so much speed. And the things the guy is doing, we don't know if his face is a baby face but has an old body. And he says, oh yeah, I know him, that's my friend. He says, tell him that we pray that God will give us 1/3 of the knowledge he has that we are seeking God for. Don't call his name. He's one of the biggest prophets in Ghana. He began with a strong revival in the early 90s back in Ghana. God is good. God is good. Watch me. If God does not try your heart, he cannot give you his life. Because you would give your heart to other spirit to take place. God knows what you can do, so he can trust you. You feel that God is trying you in the name of taking through process. That process, if you start, you can't stand it. You can't stand it. So let him keep in a place where you keep deceiving yourself that time will be better. It will be better. Time does not create, it will reveal. Am I teaching here? So laws are very, very important. What is God saying? See, watch me. I said this on authority, and I said this in humility. Two things. God will not give you the heart of man if he knows you don't have what it takes to control wealth. Because wealth comes with a lot of temptation. What we use for one invasion can buy a house. You hear me? So if you see me do 5 invasions in a year, you have seen 5 houses. The billboards you see online, they are not fun. No. You hear me? The billboards, it's not like you go and get your own metal and hang it. Ghana is not for your mother. Or Cameroon, for your father. Then you say, let me go and plant it. Just go try and see. Hello? I mean, the ability to traffic attention of the people to see whatever message you want to communicate. Invention is an old word. Old technology. When I began invasion, it became boom. Everybody, prosperity invasion, school invasion, salad invasion, everybody invasion. One pastor called and said, prophet of God, please go and register invasion as your name. Because we want to meet up with your standard, but the more we try, the more painful it is. I was having a conversation with my crusade manager. And I said, so tell me how much you spent for our last year's conference. I was in shock myself. I said, prophet of God, we're shocked that a young man of your age will not think about himself. I said, you see one thing, God, when he gives you something, he wants to see how you can traffic what you have for him first. Watch me. Of what sense is spending what future can give you? Why waste now when tomorrow has not started yet? Because the men you see up there began like you. Nobody began big. Nobody. The top is so huge and so big and so plain. He has offices. He can open doors and say, you come up. I have never raised offering in this church for invasion before. Did you hear me? Never. Because if I start, you won't come to church again. It will be just me, my mother, my sisters come to church, come and pray, I'm telling you. If I just start. God told me to do medical screening for the people in Kumasi. I called, like I said, please give me medical team. This, da 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 da. I paid the money, sharp. They were like, so man of God, tell me your church. A church. We got online. It's online. Is it online? I said, yes. I said, the vision is a global thing. It's so huge and so powerful. God told me that I should consider that in less than 8 years, we'll build a free hospital in 2 countries. And we're going to pay our doctors, and then everyone that comes there will be free. Did you hear me? Oh. So God says, successful men live by laws. What did I say? They live by laws. It was Miles Monroe who said, if you know that God has not said it, don't try it. See, because you'll be the one to pay the effect, not God. And God will act so innocent that he doesn't know anything. I'm telling you. You see, people try to emotionalize their mistakes in assuming that it is better. Keep deceiving yourself. You see life grow better. I'm not there yet. What is it? Are we not all human beings? 6 feet. Of course it's 6 feet. But you will have to drive Range Rover, Abi. Or G-Wagon, Abi. Talk to me, please. all human beings. What is it? I got that myself. I am a tuvaya. One of the mentors I look up to, he gave me the hall in London. I was with him some time ago in Ghana. And I asked him that, so tell me how you live your life. Huh? When Jesus says, allow the children come to me, it wasn't about kids. It was about we acting as babies. Watch me. If you must grow as a general, you must have a childlike behavior, not a childish behavior. There is a difference between childlike and childish. If you don't obey, you are childish. If you obey, you are childlike. It wasn't about the children, it was about we that are having the childlike behaviors of assuming tomorrow will not be better. A child doesn't know what to say, what to eat, what to wear until the mom says so. So God says that ability of having a childlike behavior gives you the power to inherit the kingdom. Not men who are childish. When I see how they write their schedules down, agendas down, 4:30 a.m. I have to pray. I'm like, he says, I've been here for 30 years now. So it's God told me to pray every afternoon at 2 o'clock. And nobody can distract me. I have to pray at that time. Laws. Are you blessed? So I told you on Wednesday that the first law is called intimacy. And I told you, I'm going there, that intimacy means having a deeper relationship with the Holy Spirit. Number two, I said the law of mental transformation. You have to change the way you think for life to respond to you. Your problem is not the devil outside, it's in you. How do you think? How do you think? How do you think? How do you think? Let me show you how to do mental deliverance. Sit down one day, put off the TV, put off everything, and be honest with yourself. Is this the life God created for me? If it is no, check every ramification of your life and ask yourself, which area did God promise me that he'll make me prosperous? But I can't see the honor. How do I see that level? And let God teach you. This is how to do mental transformation. This is how we change how we think. I'm showing you because I've tasted honor in destiny. I'm telling you. Now, if you change how to think, life will respond differently. I'm telling you. Am I communicating with somebody? Just don't say life is normal. Abi, let me eat. You see, it's a wasted life to eat, sleep, and not make impact. Remember, I brought my friend here 2 years ago, right? Pastor Francis. He came to preach for me in Germany. And he preached for me for 3 years and never took offering from me. I would force, I would try, I would do everything just to get his account. He wouldn't try. Everything he wouldn't try. So one day he was preaching, and I realized the guy was preaching from his inside. And something in me began to flow like water. I said, you have activated something in me. I said, let me pray for you. I said, as you go back to Ghana, he says, Prof, how do you know I plan to go back? I said, yes. Because God told me you're going to go. I said, go to Ghana because your wealth is in Ghana. He says, wow. I said, your money will come from investment. But the investment is you have to spend first. He says, how? I said, I see you're building a mall. I said, when you build the mall, you're done. A white man will come and build it from you. And a white man will buy it times three from you. When the man gives the money, build whatever it is. And the more you build, people will come into you. So, Prof, I've been building a house. I said, the house won't give you what it is. He was almost finished with the mall until a white man from Italy says, I want to build it. So he wants to buy the place for it times three. And I says, add much more money it is. Because you see, as you are doing as God says, he gives more than what it is. Watch me. In life, I want you to know that prosperity is not hidden in a place. It's found in God's voice. You can go to where people look prosperous and still suffer until God says, go here. Because he would till the ground. You see, at a point, everybody was leaving Israel until God says, Isaac, you stay here. Don't go. Let them go. You stay here. He says, I'll make sure I give you water in the dry place. He is the leader, not you. Somebody say, Jesus, help me. How do you see? How do you think? How do you think? That is why you must be very careful of the friends who speak to you. Your friends make you up. They just don't make you comfortable. You are the least of the ideologies of your friends. If I can tell who you are based on the friends you choose. Number three, I says the law of difference. You see, understand that you were made as a different species. Everybody cannot be you, and you cannot be everybody. So identifying your difference makes you a special person. You see, our society will force you to live in a way for them to accept you. Watch me. There are evil things you may be prone to do because of how you were raised. And society may frown at that. Let me say that, please. Just because we say that people are called to live a different life doesn't mean that they should live anyhow. No. The ability to live a life of virtue in honor of God's integrity so society can benefit makes you a powerful person. How am I teaching your friends? So understand that you are different from everybody. So on Wednesday, I told the church that if you do what everybody does, you don't have any reward. So I said similarity creates comfort, but difference brings about reward. Your reward is found in your peculiarity. 11 years ago, I wanted to stop prophesying to please the youth. And God told me, never change your authenticity for approval. He says, the people that will reward you for who you are will come looking for you. Huh? When you see people become great, they didn't become great that day. They've been practicing for years. What brought them there was consistency. Difference. Am I communicating? The ability to learn, relearn online makes you a wise person. That is the wisdom part in everybody must possess to become the ancient man as destiny requires. Difference. Number four, the law of association. You can never become successful if your friends are foolish. I'm telling you. All the things you guys talk about as friends are clothes, shoes, bags. Lord help us. How am I teaching here? You see, it is better for you to be alone than to find yourself in the wrong company. Did you hear that? Who are your friends? Ask your neighbor, who are your friends? Who are your friends? Hello? Who are your friends? I want to say something, but I won't say it, but let me say it. No, this is it. Somebody say glory. Clap your hands, church. See, some people left the shores of Africa, came to Europe to come and be friends with people who tie ghillie every Saturday. I'm boiling, but I want to cool down, but it's not me. So let me just release for her more. So, daily, every Saturday, today, my pussycat is sick, they'll be there. Today, my auntie's brother's cousin's wife is sick, they'll be there. Ah, my mother's auntie died 25 years ago. Ah, let me go. Because they have this feeling that if I don't go to someone's home, someone will not come to mine. Now, when they come, two things. You'll be eating fried fish, dry fish. My late grandmother says, tilapia. So, they want to eat achu and tilapia. You know tilapia? And then they are happy. I told you that I made up my mind to stop going to some funerals when I saw some in this country. Because my mind, I thought funeral means let us go and cry. But in today's century, it is laughter. Hey, one of our children died. We went there. They were dancing. He says, because we're told the woman who died says they shouldn't cry. They should rejoice because they're going to heaven and they're dancing. Wow. And what pained me was that somebody was dragging seat with me the pastor, dragging seat with me. Dragging seat. What do you mean? Leave this place. Dragging seat. Meal. Dragging seat with me. Someone said, man of God, what do you want? Jupiter. I said, Jupiter. I said, wow. I said, madam, let's leave here. Hey. I see myself as Mother Jesus who has given birth to Jesus Christ. So I believe that after 18 years, she can go and lead them. Wow. I want to talk, but I can't talk. But I just spoke small. Why? Are you blessed? Your association. You see? You must be so intentional that you allow certain people live without regrets. It will help you. It will help your life. Does it make sense? I'm telling you. You see, do you know that everyone that comes around you, they leave a deposit of them in you? Something about them stays in you. Do you know your friend can make you dishonor God by the things they tell you? Do you know somebody can be a strong tighter? When they come to church and they find anybody who's a tighter, they can just convince them and they stop being tight. The person who says don't pay, look at their life. But believers won't listen. Number five. Somebody say glory. The law of patience. You can also write the law of peace. No, that's five. The law of patience. The ability to wait. One of the most difficult things anybody can do in life is to wait. Waiting for the right time to strike is very, very difficult. Do you know that if you move ahead of time, it is called delay? If you move ahead of time, it's called delay. Now, many people have this feeling that I should be pecked at a moment to have a delayed life. No. If God does not move and you move, you're still not moving. Because His movement, not you. Oh, am I coming to church? So, why would you want to try Jesus and asking Him to teach you the way, and when He has not spoken, you want to move? Come on, wait. Number six, Abby. Father, help us. Father, help us. The law of authority. Into bracket, the law of honor. God will never give you anybody in life for nothing's sake. He gives you a person for a reason, true or false. I've been studying what makes men great. I've been reading what makes human beings great. I've been reading why people fall. So one day I was moved to listen to the post preaching about honor. And I was shocked how he was giving credibility and honor to his second in command. After giving honor to his fathers in the faith, I saw him make mention of his second in command. And I wondered why he would do that. And he says, the enemy would have come for this ministry if I never met Bishop Abiyi. What? I was thinking it should be the opposite way. He's trying to say that Abiyi's life would have been a waste without him. But rather saying that the enemy would have come for the ministry if he allowed him go. Wow. My mom told me that not everybody is created to be at the top. But you are created to climb to the top. You didn't hear me? Not everybody was born to be at the top. Some are covenanted by grace to work on men to get to the top. Not in a mischievous way, don't get me wrong, but in communicating the honor that cannot provide. There are certain people, no matter what happens, never let them live your life. I'm still wondering what God saw in Elisha that told him that go and follow Elijah. How do you follow a prophet that can command fire? Just imagine me, you're in the house with me, and I say, Kai, Kai, Hilda, hey, let fire come, and then boom, fire burns your car. And God says, stay and save me. Will you stay? God will not even ask my opinion. God says, just because Elijah said fire, let me bring fire, pound, let fire comes. And God says, hey, stay there. I understand the sons of the prophet. He said, you want to follow this man? He's going to heaven today. At least the pressure is too much. So he's going, let us stay. Praise God. Ah, this man has no compassion. You'll be like, today I'm just angry. He's like, let me command. There will be no rain today. Rain will only fall in my house. Praise God. Literally, the man has no mother. He has no father. He has no beginning. He has no end. You don't know where he came from. But yet, he appeared as a human being. And God is serving. Talk to me, church. It's serious. Living in a house with a spirit. You don't know what he thinks in his mind. He can look at you and be frowning and smiling in his heart. I'm wondering if Elijah ever had a convo with Elisha. God is good. And Elijah was so bad and so wicked in one sense. He's like, okay, now I'm about to leave. What do you want? He says, give me a month. He says, that's very hard. After all these years of success, ask for other thing, but for the mantle, it's very hard. I won't give you. How do you feel like? He says, well, that's okay. I won't give it to you, but if you see me go, scream. If you can shout, it will fall. Praise God. Yet everything about the life of Elisha became complete because of the money he served. You see, watch me. You should be so sincere in your heart that you pray that God should show you the men to follow. Am I communicating here? So you have the ability to work in the life God requires to help you better. My last law, and then we pray. Are you blessed, please? Right. This is wonderful. It is very deep when God to be. It's called the law of rest. 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 The law of what? Rest. The Bible says, after the Lord finished everything concerning Christ, what did he do? He rested. Am I continuing? Yes. Resting simply means you pause for reflection. The ability to walk through life in balanced way. Watch me. Every company, when they end the year, they sit as a people to ask if they did well or didn't do well. I don't know if people sit to do retreat on how to affect their lives. Talk to me, please. Let me know. If people really sit and say, let me take time out and do a retreat and ask God what God thinks of me. Watch me. I'm ending now. Time's up. There are three levels of authority. Number one, authority over things. Authority over things. So for instance, I have a house, I have a car, I have a wife, I have a husband, I have children, I have money. These are authority over physical things. These things, they have no relevance in heaven. Number two, authority over nations. Nations not as in countries per se, but the heart of men who love you uncontrollably. It's called favor. Favor is incomplete without people not willing to partner with you. Am I teaching here? So when God now gives you men who love you uncontrollably, God says indeed you have authority. Because you can easily partake of kingdom agenda when you have men. Am I right? Number three, authority over his agenda. Over his agenda. Over his program. So for instance, when God can trust you and say, I want to do this, so make yourself available so I can use you. That's the highest authority. So look at Mary. Mary's womb was a pulpit. Even though she didn't have a microphone. Talk to me. Her womb was what? Was a pulpit. Even though she didn't have a microphone. Because she was preaching salvation through her belly. She just didn't carry the Messiah. She preached the coming of the Messiah. Talk to me, somebody. She was not preaching the synagogue, yet her womb could do the preaching. So you see, when people are rushing for Mike, they don't know intimacy. Oh. You need to clap your hands. Are you blessed? So you can sit anywhere and command any exploit. So God says, Mary had the highest form of authority because she had the ability to partner with God's program. So God says, you cannot walk in this realm of power if you don't have the ability to reflect. It's called rest. God sat and saw it was no good for a man to be alone. It's called rest. Am I teaching you? Yeah. If you study the book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 22, the Bible says when Moses was 40 years old, it dawned on his heart that whatever he was trained to be as an Egyptian wasn't his identity. He changed and had to go to the field to go defend the cause of the Jews. Because he knew that, my life is bigger than this confines.
Thank you And God bless you for listening to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. Don't forget to share with us how this message has been a blessing to you and your family on +324 920 9054 or email us at office@benjaminfodjo.org. Follow Prophet Benjamin on Facebook, YouTube, podcast at Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. On Instagram is Benjamin_Fodjo. Twitter is SeniorBenjaminFodjo. And on website is www.benjaminfodjo.org. Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. The vision, the mission, the passion.